You can be seated. For those of you here who do not know me, but most of you do, I am Gil Frierson, and I've been a member of St. Matthias Parish since my birth. I am a Clarendon County Fire Department and a South Carolina Independent School Athletic Association basketball and football referee. And going back to the firefighter, I've always wanted to be a firefighter because of a person here today. Billy Rowe. He was my uncle, and he is my uncle. And I looked up to him and always wanted to be like him, so I'm a firefighter. I was asked by Father Denman to preach today while he is in Myrtle Beach performing a wedding. So upon that request, I prayed, and I prayed a lot. And the message that I am going to share with you today is the one that God wanted me to present. First, I want to say a prayer that has always stuck to me. This is a prayer from our Bishop, Mark Lawrence. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come as the wind and cleanse. Come as a fire and burn. Confirm and consecrate our lives for our greater good and for your greater glory. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Michael, you see that? Carolina. Okay, the message today is simply my life story, my testimony. And before I get that, John, this is for you. Long sermon. John Butchko. Okay, it's just one of many things that God has brought me through. I've heard it said many times that there is a saying that goes like this. People could argue about the existence of God all day long, but they cannot argue about what God has done in your life, especially my life. Because we all know that to be true, because we have lived it, and God has shown himself through it. With that being said, here goes. A few years ago, I was heading down the wrong path, hanging out with the wrong people. I identified myself as something that I was not. I was alienating my family and my true friends because of the influence of who I was hanging out with. I just want to touch on two things today. A Saturday in February, a few years ago, the day that my father passed away, it was the day before his birthday, I was on the way to a basketball tournament at Coker College. And my mother called me about my dad. So I turned around and went to the hospital. And there, while there, received the news that my father had passed away. The news really did devastate me. Many of you here today knew my father, Billy Frierson. He was a baseball player. He was a baseball coach. He was on the vestry here. He was a junior, senior warden. And he was basically a wonderful man. But to me, he was just a dad. Some people become best friends with their dads. Some people grow up to follow in the dad's footsteps, but that was never me. We had a good relationship. And he was a great father. But I was just closer with my mom. More so than my dad. So when I got the news that he passed away, I started to rethink things that we missed out on. All of the things that I would never know, get to know and experience with him. Maybe we could have become best friends and become closer as we grew older. But now I would never know. And those things haunted me. And all of the things that I never got to do and never found the time to say haunted me. So I decided to do something about it. I decided to numb them. The night before his funeral, me and a friend were riding around, and we went down this dirt road, and that dirt road eventually turned into a four-wheeler drive ATV road, and we became stuck between two trees in the car. We were able to get out of the car, but we got lost in the woods. And we could not do much else except call the cops on ourselves. The cops came and transported us to the Sheriff Dennis Hilton. For those of you who are not familiar with that term, that is the Sumter County Jail, where they charged us with trespassing. Because of how fast the news travels in Somerton, my mother and the rest of my family got wind of what happened. And on top of everything else that was going on, now everyone had to deal with the stress of worrying about me. And I had to deal with the disappointment that I could see in my family's faces. I blame God for everything. So much was going on in my life at that time. I was confused about myself. And to simply put it, I doubted God. Life has really gotten hard, and I simply was not equipped to handle it. I strayed so far from the path that God had me on. I went from a lay Eucharistic minister on the path of becoming a deacon in this church to a law-breaking drunk. And according to me, God did it all. It wasn't me. But I was the one that was causing the turmoil. And I could not handle it. And I could not handle the blame, so I blamed God instead. Because I was so angry at God, I thought I might as well live it up. And boy, did I go wild. I continued to party and make all of the terrible decisions that usually accompany that lifestyle. And I did not stop until God made me stop. He took hold of me, and he shook me like a tree limb. The night that changed it all for me was the night that I am so grateful and so thankful for. I was coming back from the river with a friend who was extremely intoxicated. At that time, I was not much better. On the way home, we wrecked. A limb came through the front window. The accident happened so fast, but I could distinctly remember that tree limb brushing by my face. The limb was literally inches from my face, from impaling me. But somehow, some way, and for some reason, I was spared. I just lost my place. Okay, when I got home that night, I fell on the kitchen floor and begged God to forgive me, to change my life, to send the Holy Spirit into my life. And guess what? He did. This is Good Shepherd Sunday. And in John's Gospel today, we learn about how Jesus is the Good Shepherd. The shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. Jesus Christ saw that I was lost. And he saw the wolf coming after me, Satan. Christ gave his life for you and for me. Jesus tells us that he is the good shepherd. His identity is confirmed by the cross. And he laid down his life, and he lays down his life for his sheep. Others who come to take advantage will not lay down their life, but will flee in times of danger and will lead the sheep to the wolves. The word wolves refers to any dangers confronting the people of God. It could be money. It could be sexual immorality, gluttony, just to name a few. It can be anything to threaten the people of God by hiding the truth of the gospel from them. The sheep of the Good Shepherd live in perfect safety because Christ will never let us go. He lays down his life for the sheep and leads us, and he guides us, and he protects us. The reason that people do not follow the Good Shepherd is that they have their own agendas, just like I did. Jesus told the people that he was speaking to another group of sheep that were not of his fold. He was speaking to us, to the Gentiles, who were chosen from the foundation of the world to be part of his flock. We have been joined to the flock of God by his grace and his grace only. We enter in to share the abundant life which he promises those that want to follow him. I am so thankful for my family, for my church family, for my many friends here who prayed over me, who prayed for me during my absence from God. I am so thankful for God using them. And I am so thankful for what he has done for me. Some people do not believe in miracles. I hope you do, because I do, because I am a miracle. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.